Yes, you are your God.
Praise Jesus, brethren. How have you been in the name of the Lord Jesus? Move around and you greet your neighbor. Your neighbor who is ahead of you. That who is your neighbor. Wish them the best. Tell them never to get tired to seeking knowledge. For the more you seek the knowledge, even protection of God gets to be
given.
And the treasure of knowledge that you get. Tell these days I see you sleep well. There are no more things strangling you.
When
demons attack you in dreams, you beat them, you call Abaddon. Now the peace has spread.
And
we still await the ones with the weakness in the body. God first cleanses our spirits. And
He
gives protection to our spirits. Even the body gives it protection and heals it. In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Yes, you have a
praise Jesus.
Prepare
your book.
Where
you're going to be writing with your pen.
Bible.
Your Bible.
And
most especially the book of the Holy Spirit.
Your
heart and your mind.
Your
inner man.
No more
that the Spirit may have where to write.
He
promised as spoken in 2 Corinthians 3. From verses
1
to
6.
He is to write within our hearts and in our minds. In the inner man. Fulfill the promises of the New Testament. Speaks Jeremiah 31:31-33. The New Testament is not going to write on tablets of stone.
But
tablets of our mind and our hearts. And
in
a man. I read to write these words. New, in the New Testament, shouldn't worry what we are to answer. But the Holy Spirit Himself writing them in us and is ready to give us what to answer. Like He spoke in Matthew 10. Don't worry when they take you to question you. For the Spirit of my Father will give you what to speak. Now let Him write, keep His own words in us. And in the sense of using, you'll be used well. Now you too, as you write in your book, for you are a worker with Him.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Write yours that He too writes His. In the moment of ministering, you will connect together. And you will be one with the Holy Spirit.
We are
moving on to know the Holy Family and the Holy Marriage. And we just wound up the financial family planning. Today, officially, we begin the family planning of the joy and the good life.
Yes,
praise Jesus. What can we do to have joy? Eternal joy within our families. And we have good life there. Which reaches to eternal life.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
We've
taken long studying Holy Family and the Holy Marriage.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. We've studied many things. According to Ephesians
2,
He tells us this. Verse
12. Ngamubiro biri. Mwali nga muli wala ne Kristo. Mwali nga muboleddwa mu kika kya Isirayiri. Era mwali bannaggwanga eri endagaano ez'okusuubiza. Nga temulina kusuubira. Nga temulina Katonda mu nsi. Naye kaakano mu Kristo Yesu. Mwabali ewala edda. musembezebwa.
Yes, he was with
Amen. Jesus.
Mu bya family ya Katonda.
In the family of God.
We
had been divided off.
Era twaliwala.
And we were far.
Ha, ina wayogera ku family.
But he speaks somewhere in his family.
Olunyoro 19.
In verses 19.
Befesesula yakubira olunyoro 19.
Ephesians 2:19.
Kale bwe mutyo temukyali bannaggwanga na bayise, naye muli bakika kimu n'abatukuvu era ba mu nnyumba ya Katonda.
Ne Katonda fe aina ennyumba.
Even our God has a house.
Aina family.
He has a family.
Yes, he was
praised Jesus.
Era ye family entukuvu gye yatuwa mu photocopy.
If the whole family gave us a photocopy.
Yes, he was
praised Jesus.
Resingana yenga ekitaffe ali mu ggulu.
We found is our Father in heaven.
Ngesara ebwe tuyigirizibwa.
Just as our prayer is taught us.
Muruka 11 yosoka paka urukuta.
In Luke 11 verse 1 to 5.
Yes, he was
praised Jesus.
Ye kitaffe ali mu ggulu.
He is our Father in heaven.
Era bwayogera ku nyaffe agamba mu Isaiah 5:1.
When he speaks of our mother, he says in Isaiah 51.
Ngamuyita olwazi kutwatebwa.
And he calls him the rock from which we are cut.
Era kutwajibwa.
And where we were brought from.
Mu Isaiah 5.
In Isaiah 50.
Nabuza ebaruwa ya mugoba.
He cuts the letter of divorce which chased our mother.
But
he says our unrighteousness.
We moved
on to destroy us.
Yes, he was with.
Praise Jesus.
But when
our mother reached the world,
the
word of the Lord Jesus Christ,
he came
to give birth to us the second time.
That's
why he speaks in John 15.
That
he himself is the true vine.
And we are
branches.
And he says,
tells us, whoever rejects him,
he will
not introduce him to the Father.
The one
who can introduce the children must be the mother.
To introduce
them to the family.
Yes, he was
raised
Jesus.
Help for the Holy Spirit, the uncle and the auntie. It was
talked of from verse 14 to
16. John
14, verse 16.
He is our auntie and our uncle.
And he
is there to lead us.
As
God's children.
As
they explain in Romans 8:14. And that family moved to be like that.
And it
had all of springs within heavens and earth.
And it began
with the 24 elders.
Whom
would have called the elder children.
Yes, he was
praised
Jesus. But
children, I mean, involving angels and the stars.
All
the other creations. Besides now the fallen angels.
And
even people who have not yet come back to Christ. After dying through Adam.
And
God is not a God over the dead but of the living.
Now there's
the chance to get back the holy family and the holy marriage. Maybe the only way which can help us
in
this world, we have three categories of people. We have the children of God
who
are led by the Spirit of the Lord, and even miracles are food to the children.
And
we find that there are people of God in this world. This speaks of them. They are neither hold nor called. They are there, neither hold nor called.
They
have neither gone the devil, not even to the Lord. God still speaks of them as their people. And if they don't get saved,
he tells
them in Revelation 3:16 and 20 that will blow them from his mouth and no more calls them his people.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus. The people of God, when they pray, God can give them, but it takes time. For they are not led by his Spirit, and what they ask most is evil. Now it takes time. But they are there fighting on themselves.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus.
But
we have the group of the children of the devil. And they are used by an evil spirit. Like Ephesians 2 says. But all that is on this world. And the children of the devil. They are there with sorcery, wicked, and different types of wickedness.
Yes, he was
praise
Amen.
Jesus.
But
they are not pleased, neither loved by the Father.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
They have not been pleased, neither loved by their father, the devil.
It
is the father of all liars and all the evil. But he has no love over his children. And they have never been there and made parties of rejoicing. All parties they make, the devil is the one who benefits out of them. When you sacrifice, he enjoys drinking the blood. You dedicate a child that you've made a party home, the devil is the one who benefits. Now, if things are not easy, but what we can't say, that the family of God the Father is holy. And even what we call the holy marriage,
yes, he was
praise Jesus. Out of which gave up a photocopy on this world. And we find ourselves in us having a father, the physical father. The one spoken of most in Hebrews 12, from verse 9 downwards. Praise Jesus. From verse 7, praise Jesus. And because of that, we found that the physical fathers are just images, but the real father is existing.
And
we found that the physical mothers, they too are just a shadow.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. Go back to heaven. There is no mother, but this is the father. All of us end up become children. You may be an uncle or an auntie. You too are a shadow of the Holy Spirit.
And
it's required of you to act just as he is.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. Now even children like that, they move on to copy the way of the 24 elders.
To
know secrets of the family and to keep them. Now we are going to speak of the joy of all of them. And we get it from the image of the spiritual.
In the
holy family of Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Then and
we bring them, study them on the world. What is done in heaven is what we do on earth.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Yes.
He speaks best in Matthew.
Yes.
Matthew 6.
Verse
9.
On
to 11. He tells us this.
Matayo esura ya mukaga nolinyirwa mwenda. Kale musabenga bwe muti. Ndi kitaffe ali muggulu. Erinyero litukuzibwe. Obwakabaka bwo bujje. Byoyagala bikolebwe mu nsi ngawe bikolebwa mu ggulu. Otuwerere emmere yaffe eya leero.
Some of
the things the Father can do in the spiritual realm.
Ebyokulya byo bibeera ku mwanjo nnyo.
Concerning eatings, they are always on the forefront.
Okusobola okuleetera family yo esanyu.
To be able to bring joy within your family.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Era tutandikira ku mmere yaffe.
And we begin right from food.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. And to forgive us of our sins that never gets angered over us, that we have joy.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. That's why we've asked of our daily food. That food we ask is the one of the word of God in the spiritual realm. In the holy family.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. Let's finish that verse that you understand while you're up. There are things which hold joy in the kingdom of heaven. Even in the holy family of heaven, like food of the spirit and the forgiveness of sins, it causes the good anointing to flow, the anointing of joy. Let's read and hear.
Matayo esulaya mukaga nolinyirwa kumi na lumu.
Matthew 6 verse 11.
Otulere mmere yaffe eya leero. Otusonyiwe amabanja gaffe nga naffe bwe tusonyiwa abatwewolako. Totutuwala mukukemebwa na yoto kuli ilio mubi.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. Here we want to move on to pray. In the spiritual room, we tell him, give us our daily food and forgive us of our sins. Just as we in the body we do.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. Now there are two things we are here. Even though all the world, in the praying of our daily food, we first consider the food of the body. Even the father has the family and the food they eat there. Even the joy there, how is it held?
It moves
in forgiving us. If it doesn't forgive us, we die and finish.
And
if it doesn't give us forgiveness, we have no joy between us and him. Praise Jesus. Why, when you read in Amos 8 verse 12,
go down,
it speaks of a famine and a thirsty, but it's not of eating food, it's not of drinking water, but it's of hearing the word of God. Praise Jesus. When
it
speaks of children born in the whole family,
it
speaks in 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 1 to 3, and he says this,
ng'abaana abawere abaakajja bazaalibwe, mwegombenga amata ag'ekigambo kya Katonda ag'omwoyo agataliimu bulimba, galyoke gabakuze okutuuka ku bulokovu.
Yes, we have
a Jesus. Try to get the spiritual world to bring it in the body.
But
right from the beginning, you wanted what is done in heaven to be done on earth.
Yes, we have
praise
Amen.
Jesus. Even though some seem to appear of the body. For right now, the family we have
in
of the body came from the photo of the one in heaven. Even though many years passed, we never knew this well.
It had
not gotten revealed to it much.
But
as the preparation of heaven is, which can keep us in joy, and we have no thirsting, and we have no famine, there is the word of the word.
Yes,
the food of the word.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And there is forgiveness of sins. Then there will be everlasting joy and life which is complete.
Yes,
praise Jesus. That's why our father, when he places here and he says, marriage should be honored by all people, he himself never put out himself, for he moved on to think
and
to know that he gave us a photocopy concerning what concerns him.
Yes,
we as family would have done things bringing joy our way and life which is complete. Let's read brief in Hebrews 13:4.
Bebulaniya sura ya 13 n'olunyiriri olw'okuna. Okufumbiriganwa kwa kitiibwa eri bonna n'ekitanda kirongoofu, kubanga abakaba n'abenzi Katonda libasalira omusango.
Yes, honored by all people.
Okufumbiriganwa oba obufumbo.
Marriage.
Yes,
praise Jesus. He himself never took away its honor. For he knows that it is spicing and taking away its honor. It takes away the joy. And it takes away the good life.
Not
the children and we right within that family. In what I can first tell you, which leads if you want a good family, which has joy, but which has good life,
respect,
to honor each other.
Yes,
praise Jesus. If it is a child, they have to be honored and respected.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Not in honoring, they're going to kneel before them, but the honor and the respect that they are children. Not to put them past through harsh actions.
N'obutabatika migugu gye batayinza kusobola.
And not to make them carry burdens they can't carry.
Tubasamu ekitiibwa okusinziira ku myaka gyabwe ne kibasobola okukola.
Honor them according to their years and what they can do.
Obutabalaga bintu bya bukabakaba
ne. Not to show them things which are immoral.
Kozi n'obutabakuza mu mpisa embi.
Not to raise them in evil character.
Kubanga singa okola ebyo.
For if you do that,
kubato sizaamu kitiibwa mwana oyo.
You've not honored that child.
Bw'omala okumulaga ebintu by'ekikabakaba.
If you show them things which are immoral.
N'okulabika ng'omuyisa bubi.
And you take them and treat them wrongly. And you give them work they cannot handle. For he the Father says that he bears our weakness. For he knows we are children. And he knows we have our weakness as children. But he tried to carry the part of that weakness.
Yes, he was. Praise
Jesus. The children may be understanding little, but you have to understand much to help them. They rarely know their future, but we can know and we help them. Even the Father knows we don't know our future, but he tries to reveal it to us.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. Now what I can tell you, that to be able to hold marriage,
we
honor ourselves as married people and the children and the uncles together with the friends. We shouldn't forget the respect and honor.
Yes,
praise Jesus. For if they cease to be, joy is not going to be there.
Yes,
praise Jesus. There will never be life which is nice.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. You hear when the Spirit is spoken of. In Romans 8:26.
Nayo moyo yenyini atuoleleza no kusinda okutayogerekeka.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Romans 8.
Romans 8:14, the Spirit leads the children of God to be able to bear their weakness. We want to be able to help our children and we ourselves to be a future which will have joy and a good life. Some of the things you have to consider and look at, family filled with joy, which is full of good life.
Yes,
Jesus.
We'll
be able not to forget the honor in the marriage. And we know it, that though our Father is in heaven, he says, he speaks of this concerning the honor.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
There are many things we're going to be finding which are needed in the family. One of the initials which can hold our joy.
Yes,
praise Jesus. It's honor.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. Each one know how your honor is. The wife know how their honor stands. Even the husband like that. The uncle and the aunties, together with the children. If we go beyond our honors, or not to respect another as they are required to, all the rest you expect to do to bring joy in the home, it will never bring it.
Yes,
you
was.
Praise Jesus. When you get to the spiritual realm, I say we shall pass the spiritual realm to teach us that we can do what is done in heaven. When our Father speaks, he speaks like this. According to Malachi, Malachi 1:6.
Yes, you was.
Praise Jesus. We still speak of the way of the honor in the family, the whole family, and the whole marriage, that which will be in joy and good life.
Malachi esule soko linyolo mukaga omwana samu ekitibwa kitawe no muddu mukamawe kalobanga ndi kitamwe ekitibwa kyange kiruddawa erobanga ndi mukama wamwe okutiibwa kwange kuli luddawa.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
Taata mwenyini.
The Father himself.
Asigala asaba ekitiibwa ekyokataata.
Asking for the honor as the Father.
Era nga mmanyi.
And I know.
Nti era ne Kristo nga nyaffe mu mwoyo naye ekitiibwa kya.
Even Christ as the Mother in spirit, he asks for his honor.
N'agamba we munanneyogana nange nja kubeegana mu maaso
ga. If you reject me, I'll reject you before the Lord.
Era omwoyo mutukuvu yateekebwako ekitiibwa ekyenjawulo.
Holy Spirit was put upon a distinctive honor.
Nga naye baani abakimuteekako.
Who put it upon him?
Ye kitaffe n'omwana.
That's the Father and the Son.
Era bayogera mu Matayo.
And he spoke in Matthew.
12.
Matthew 12.
30-31. Tibuli anagezaako okumuvoola.
That whoever blasphemeth him.
Tewali kusonyiwa.
No forgiveness.
Ndowooza olaba ekitiibwa ekiri wakati yabo.
I think you see the honor in the midst there.
Kitaffe amanyi okurespecting omwoyo mutukuvu.
The Father knows to respect the Holy Spirit.
Nga kojja w'abaana be.
As the uncle of his children.
Oba senga w'abaana be.
Or the auntie of his children.
Yesu yebasifu.
Praise Jesus. But the mother, the Lord Jesus, in the spiritual realm, respects the Father so much.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
And he said, no one can reach the Father except they pass through me. And the Father says, if the Son never forgives you, I will never forgive you. It's peace of the mother.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
There are levels and criteria in the family of being honored.
Yes,
praise
Amen.
Jesus. All that we shall see that. For others have been thinking, we may
eat
from the marital dining to get the joy of the family.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
If you don't honor, even the dining will never work. If you don't respect your spouse, even when they ask it, you not give it. You try to despise.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
When they will tell you, let's prepare like this,
you
not do that. Now what I can first tell you,
some
of the major things in the kingdom of God, in the holy family, to honor and respect each other.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
I've never had the Holy Spirit despising Christ.
I
not even the Father despise him. They honor themselves in that family. But the children,
24 years,
when they see the Father or the Mother Jesus, or the Holy Spirit, they
take
their crowns and they bow, worship them.
And
children respect and honor.
Think
you see the thing, how it moves. Now it means what? All things rotate upon the respect and honor in the holy family and the holy marriage. The rest will move well.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus. If you don't respect or honor, even adultery is just close to you. Abusing is just near. To jeer each other. Many other evils are closed. If you don't respect or honor, this is the kingdom of heaven in the whole family. But it was required of us to do the same thing.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus. It's very bad.
We'll
tell you go do this
no,
and you refuse.
Ugambe mama wabana.
For example, the father tells you, put for me some water.
No, muga, to
and you ask them, you don't have your hands?
But
you don't feel the Holy Spirit is chief and head. And he's just like the father. The Bible says that he sends his spirit and they are created.
Again.
He sends him to do this. He goes do that. He sends his word.
And
he never goes back except he's fulfilled what was sent.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
We shall connect these things like that. We shall be able to get completed.
But
human wisdom cannot fulfill the things and complete them. It's the reason why there's been a lot of chaos in families.
Well,
the thing we have comes from an image we don't know.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. What we have a family, it has its original which it came from.
And we
have to copy from the original to be well here.
Yes, he was.
Praise
mm-hmm.
Jesus.
As
we have the family of the world.
Mm-hmm.
Even the family of heaven is like that. But the problem,
we've
not been able to copy what is done in heaven to do them on earth. Many times we've been deciding how we find. When we reach this marriage, we find that another has given himself a lot of authority. And another wants to be respected but they can't respect back. And we find many problems. But I prove as the grace of God is. And that is the Holy Spirit. If we lay our hearts on these words of the kingdom of God, we shall able to sanctify the family, and the marriage too will be holy, and it is filled of joy and good life. Praise Jesus. The truth is like that.
Respect.
Respect.
The
respect. To respect and honor marriage. And you is entering, and you entered long
now
time. And you expect to enter. You first prepare to respect and honor marriage.
And
you don't just speak out to expose issues in there.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
But you can sit and speak with your spouse. Those things of jeering you've been doing. To scorn someone within your heart.
Not
who don't show it, but in their hearts they have done it.
That
you've been doing it in family and in marriage. It's impossible.
You'll
be right. Already we tell the children, you are foolish as your father. You are foolish as your uncle. Now what respect is there? Why do you want to think that their father is the one who is foolish? How dare you marry a foolish thing? And when you are not a fool yourself. Cannot move together except they are agreeing. You know well, Amos 3:3 tells us. You cannot move together except they have agreed. And we know it. If we enter the holy marriage, we become one person. You
say
you are foolish as your father. You know you are a fool as them. You are foolish as your uncles. Yes, that's where you sprung from. You sprung from those fools. And you gave birth to a fool. Now we find ourselves what is spoken home is not right.
But
you bring children to church that we align and proper them. What we align is what you mess up. When you go home, you fool, come here.
Now they ask,
yes, you fool who birthed me. And they answer like that. Some things, let me tell you, the devil entered family and messed it up.
But
let's try as the Spirit is doing it.
That
we commit ourselves to align. We shall be a new generation with the full knowledge.
Yes, yes, yes.
Praise
Amen.
Jesus. But the truth is, what concerns honor and respect, let's think of it. First, ask yourself, if I reach family, who is not yet there? What am I
going
to do to keep the respect over my spouse? Between us and to the children and the other people.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
For respect is not to be given them.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Yes.
Or the husband to respect the wife. It's not to kneel down for them.
I
don't expect the Spirit is always kneeling to the Father.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Yes.
But honor and respect engulfs many reasons we are going to be seeing.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Yes.
Some of what we first understood, we understood that in this family there must be food, there must be forgiveness.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Yes.
But these seem to be like foundations. It's not one of the initials which are needed.
But
let me tell you, if you don't put respect, even the one bringing food, you not eat it. He will not bring it and you will not eat. In respect, as we study the laws of holy family, we were balanced each one what they are supposed to be doing to be able to keep that respect and honor. You may sample on a little, but if you want to get a detail of that, we study the laws of the holy marriage and the holy family.
Respect
that respects.
And
you to keep your respect as a person. Let's read the samples of these. Ephesians 5:21.
Nti. Ngamuliragananga mukutia Kristo.
It involves hearing each other.
Mukutia Katonda.
In the fear of God.
Umanje bakirunyi muno wabayogera no soko
sirikako. You know, school, if your another is speaking, you first keep quiet.
No muwechi bwa mukogero.
You respect them in what they speak.
Then oluvanyuma n'oliokodamu.
After you answer.
Ha na ye mimwaja fe.
After our mouth this.
Aya ya ya okulindako.
To wait.
Kubanga munayogera no iranga
who speaks. And you feel that I choose before
sleep.
That told you brought it and caused me to eat.
Now
you want to intervene in it as you're still speaking. And they spend the entire night and they are towards.
One,
those to be done to quicken the family and the holy marriage.
If
the child speaks, give them time to speak. Listen. And after correct.
Or
you add on what they have spoken. But it's threatening not to first listen. This joy we speak of. Our Lord, the Father in heaven, together with the Son and the Holy Spirit,
these
are one of the things they prepare with a list.
And
when you reach on that, you finished God. Eternal life and everlasting joy. You've reached.
So
you need to handle it with care.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
Now listen.
Speaking
when your spouse to speak. Person in the whole family. Give them time to speak. According to all of church.
We
not accept that each one to intercept another as they speak. You read well in 1 Corinthians 14. When they say if another wants to speak, let them raise their hand and ask a chance. But we are in these families.
Another
speaks. They don't give another to speak. And another wants to intervene. Respected marriage. In the whole of family and whole marriage. We need to respect it.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Every person respecting another. Children honor and respect their mothers and fathers.
Even
with the children, we respect them. Bible speaks of the father says, even though he's a mighty God, he doesn't despise any person. I don't know how you understand that. Though God is a mighty God, he doesn't despise any person. He's so mighty. But surprises, he never despises any person. We are in every level of everywhere.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
But he remains not despising us.
He
remains honoring and respecting us. Even though we are children. And you can't hear the voice of the Father. And he says,
you
foolish Peter, come here. I send you to Nazareth. When he called them, did he call them like that? Now what I can tell you, that God is mighty but doesn't despise any person.
Yesu yebazibu.
Praise Jesus.
Eranga bwulira kiragiro
kyobwe. Just as we hear his commander with ease.
Mukuva 22.
Next verse 20.
Nti omwana senga mukitawene nyina ki?
That let the child honor their father and their mother.
Those
he moved on to put them for us just from his image.
For
he said, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Things came from the others to come here. Came from the spiritual yet the physical. For we heard that what is visible is done from the invisible. Praise Jesus. I think you've been lighting that very well. The things of the family we see came from a certain family.
The time we spent,
I expected it to be on your desktop, on your memory, and you don't search much about this.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus. But I understand and expect we move on to understand that.
Respecting our family,
respecting the family is a very major word.
Most
here on the world, their wisdom tells them that the marital issues, the marital bed is what troubles married people most. But before you reach that, where does it spring from that people have not reached on that issue of the marital
time?
Is the disrespect. They must be not respecting that family. And the rest can never get fulfilled and flow. The source of all the troublings take away joy. The source of what takes away joy and good life in the family is refuse to respect each other.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. And they began, let marriage be honored by all people. For if it ceases to be there,
then
we had to see a lot of problems in there. Another works, and another is not appreciating that. Not build me a flat house, leave me alone. That man is renting a house and he pays it.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
But
think.
That
woman irons the clothes, has her work as we've had. She puts in the
living equal.
That you need to respect and say you stood with our family.
Despising
that he hinders us to see things which have been done. Even the little, if you don't despise, you can see them, recognize them. You can recognize something if you don't despise.
The person
who doesn't despise can recognize a little thing done and they appreciate it.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
What is it?
Have you found someone do something little to them and they appreciate it? And do something with all your strength to someone and remain saying you've done nothing.
Yes, we have
seen. Praise Jesus.
You can
find a person, for example, maybe they're building a house and you send a brick to them and they say you helped me so much.
And you find another,
you've built them a house to finish your serving them. But they've never shown any appreciation. And the work you do is remain despising
it. Now,
despising brings a lot of problems. Maybe you as a problem in your family have been questioning where it comes from. But there is a big source of the problems from there.
Even if
child, if they begin to despise in the family, many things happen which are not right. They begin to get problems. To be chased from home even.
Yes,
tidings in school begin to crumble. Many curses follow this aspect and element of despising.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
I expect to remember how God says.
He
speaks in Malachi 2. Because they refuse to honor his name. He is cast to them.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. The word honor, I want you to think of it.
You know
how, are you going to keep it and how you're going to organize it? Who has children and who expect to get them? How are you going to do to prepare them to respect?
Respecting of family.
Respect marriage and the holy family.
Mm-hmm.
Let's briefly get to Malachi. We shall get back to Ephesians.
Malachi Malachi esula eyokubino linyolisoka.
Malachi 2 verse 1.
Kale no. Mwe bakabona ekiragiro kino kyammwe. Bwe mutakkirize kuwulira era bwe mutakkirize kukissa ku mwoyo okuwa erinnya lyange ekitiibwa bw'ayogera Mukama w'eggye. Kale ndiweereza ku mmwe ekikolimo ekyo. Era ndikolimira emikisa gyammwe. Weewaawo maze okugikolimira.
Olw'obutassaamu kitiibwa kitaffe
honoring the Father in heaven.
Yes, he was. But
we know the command says, first is he who never honors his father and mother. It comes from where? It comes from the spiritual realm to the physical. In the same way, you may be in the family. You are married. You are a child, for example. Or an uncle in that family. Many things we fight with as curses. But it comes from not honoring and respecting.
May
have gone to people's families. But you reach there, you don't respect them. You may get from there with a curse.
You
not honor that family and the holy marriage. You may come there with a curse and don't know.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
That God put it in place like that. But what I can ask you in all, if you prepare to enter marriage, think of how you're going to make a holy family and a holy marriage and how you will hold your joy and the good life. Some of what you have to think of first is to respect and honor. Woman and the man, each one, they are trained how they can respect and honor. The man is not trained to kneel for the woman, but was not trained not to honor and respect. Not at all. Even though we know some of those sure signs that someone has respected you, you need for someone, or you welcome them back.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
But
different actions, you can even sit aside. Many things we should respect. Both sides we are told.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. They have spoken of something of respect. They have spoken of something of respect. And some of us have grown in families. And the father is someone who is troublesome. Even the mother is troublesome. They have grown fighting each other. Now me, the child, though I would have wished to respect my father, and it will not be possible. And when you respect him, he doesn't respect you. Just as it speaks in Ephesians 6. That fathers respect the children, but another is always sparing you up. And it causes you to speak out words. I'm asking the Holy Spirit to guide me in how to handle that. Respect has been, is a word built upon many other words on it. But God says we can run from evil.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus.
Bali obibwe tutajjawo nga tudduka buddu.
There are evils we can't take away but we run from them.
Ingat we singana nga buli mwaba batusinge emyaka.
And we find ourselves and such is in people who are older than us.
Tubudduka.
We run from it.
Wanga toyinza kulwana kujja mu kitawa atemize.
For you can't fight to take a character from your father. Many times we watch over ourselves.
Bible
says, run from evil or watch over yourself against evil.
There
we run from it. Watch over yourself and wants to stir you up. You run from it.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Jesus.
For the world has grown in a way. Out of church where light was to come from. When you see families of pastors, you can be surprised. They must think to be ministers of God. You wonder what is in there. Children of pastors come in ministry and they have to be given the front seat. Yet in the laws of the church, the
child
should have been taught manners others must learn from them.
Like
speaks first team of the three.
Many
things are not right.
As you,
the new generation with the full knowledge of God, I expect it to begin with you. That we can redeem many of our colleagues. But what I want to tell you, don't expect respect is in those people. For the one who keeps it 2 minutes and they wipe it away. And the child tries to watch over themselves. But what the father does, the child who goes and says, it is not proper in the mind. He didn't
do my
if the man of God, he wants it. Praise Jesus. We thank God for this message. This day from the morning, I felt inside me that truthful you exchange the respect and honor. And you gave it to the other gods. And the other gods. I began to repent. I said, God forgive us. As I came in the text, I was questioning why God is insisting on honor. Now when he began to speak, I saw that God needs the honor. And it broadens within me.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
When
you despise the Holy Family, for it's that is photocopy. Right from family.
You
despise issues of your family.
Straight,
you're the image of God doing things to that to him.
Mm-hmm.
Tuli mumala chi esula.
Katudeyo mwefeso tano.
Ephesians 5 verse 22. Abakazi, muulirenga babbamwe nga bwe muulira mukama waffe. Kubanga omusajja gwe mutwe gwa mukazi we. Era nga Kristo bwali omutwe gw'ekkanisa, bwali omulokozi w'omubiri yennyini.
Yes, he was.
Praise
Amen.
Jesus. I think when you read these criterias,
it
will tell you how each can respect another.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
I want these Ephesians
to enter deep in your heart and in your mind. That's how you'll balance what's in the midst of the woman and the man.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. For we've reached to
hear.
That's when one speaks something on both of them, let's repeat verse 21. Ephesians 5:21. That each may submit another. Another tells you, tell them what you tell them is in the fear of God. You're telling a man. You've taken long to cook posho for us. Today it's good in you to do that. Now you've spoken wrongly. You request this, we have a lot of work to do. Help us on this and that. He can hear from you. Cook for us at least. We can hear from each other. The man you don't back at home. Even if it was a dog. Let's speak in submitting each other. Ephesians 5 verse 22.
Abakazi, muulirenga babamwe.
You have to balance these issues. If you say you hear Christ, but you can't submit your husband, then you have a problem. Some of you have messed up and troubled your husband. And you know we, Jesus, we love you so much. And we obey even your commands. You know others say that the husbands are devils. And they have told on them words.
Every time
you go to the synagogue, you come back and meet
them.
You are seeking God, go away and leave me alone, you devil. Do they leave you that time? Sometimes you leave home without telling him program where you're going. Everything be in the criteria of respecting another. Like you say you honor the Lord Jesus and you listen from him. Even your husband is like 23 species of men like this.
Ephesians
5:23.
Era nga Kristo bwali omutwe gw'ekkanisa bwali omulokozi ow'omubiri yennyini.
Tumanyi omusajja olina okuba omutwe gw'ekkanisa gwa family.
Has to be the head of the family.
Mutwe kitegeeza ki?
The head means what?
Kitegeeza obwongo bwa mirundi esatu.
Means three types of brains.
Uyiya bulungi nnyo ate ng'otegeera bulungi.
Plan very well and you understand well. Those things of barking in the family. Every time you sleep, your brain is down. Don't see where you're going. You stagnate the family. But the head is what has the eyes and it's gotten weakened. It has ears, but it doesn't want to hear. Even the one with the mouth and doesn't speak, it surprises. You know when you're a man in the home,
and
everything the woman speaks, you. It's upon you. You decide. This man is humble. He doesn't speak. You know you have a problem.
You
must speak, but you don't speak so much. Things which are not in them three types of brains. You have to think three types. You must speak because the mouth is on the head. Now we have the woman is the heart of the family. Which gets determined to do all. If it's determined in evil, it goes in evil. In the goodness, still in goodness. Helps. It's the brain with three types.
We
must accept correction. The rest of the parts work on the body.
The family,
uncles, the friends, and the children, and they make a complete board of family. But try to save that family. It means what? If it seeks to honor and do its works, do things of salvation how they are, into correcting.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
Helping someone to get from the situations they have been in. Ephesians
5:24. Mburi chigambo. Abasajja, mwagalenga bakazi bamwe. era nga Kristo bwe yayagala ekkanisa ne yeewaayo ku lwayo.
Tuwulidde omukazi okubanga awuliriza bulungi
kubanga
ategwa okutu bino tutwogera ku kitiibwa
mufamiliyekuvu
n'obufumbo
obutulwaki
bigatiddwa
famiry
ejoyini ng'abantu bangi
obufumbo
bubeeramu abantu babiri. Yes,
praise Jesus.
When
we reach there, we get out of us what is called a family. Where the uncles who join on, the aunties, the children and the friends, and we make a family.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But marriage, in it are two people.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But they have told us,
because
the man is required to love the wife. Just as Christ loved the church.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus. The word love, I think you know him. Remember, in the beginning they gave us its definition. You had it clear. If you had it in the week book.
Definition detail. Things
we have
to
explain love. Love the person, we have to get the definition of love. And you get them in your head. It's patient. It wishes others. What they call love.
Or respect.
Their respect will be there.
Abefeso esula ya kutano olunyirirwa biri mukaga.
Ephesians 5 verse 26.
Aliokaji tukuze nga mazo kujirongosa no kujinaza namazi mu kigambo.
Ngayizo kubata tukiride.
You may not be perfected.
Naye atenga kwisu byayagali kanisa.
Just as Christ loved the church.
Naye ambo kujitukuza.
He helped to cleanse the church.
Amazimagali bwega.
The truth is this.
Uchikwatagana na bakazi bafwe banwa abachana.
Our wives.
Obaba wala bana bo
wala. The girl children.
Izibwo to come family ngo tukiride.
It's hard to reach in the family and you perfected.
Ni wangu badero musajja naye.
Neither even the man.
Na iyo musajja bwatukira kyenda.
But when the man is perfected 90.
Mukazi abera mu nkaga.
The woman is in 60%.
Wanga bo bogerwako kuba ekibiina.
But they are spoken of to be a weak vessel.
Era bijja bibati bitukiride.
Many things not perfected in them.
Naye yagamba.
But he says.
Singa wabirawo kwagala.
If there is love.
Ubosi bulokusamwe ekitiibwa.
You can respect.
N'olaba n'emberazi n'omuyambako mujja mu kimusongezi.
And you see their ways help them, take them from their weaknesses.
No, but
you cleanse them as you speak correct to them.
But
when they correct you and you don't respect the correction, things.
He
who speaks here, they speak. Sometimes I feel.
Voice,
they will say this thing of respect. To be corrected.
The
apostle is speaking, but it's hard.
Me,
I don't want to show I have a weakness. Another voices speak that. And they speak. I don't want to get ashamed. To show what I've done is not right.
I don't want to.
You're correcting and teaching me.
What is the problem?
Person who respects can be taught in anything. That's why he said respect. Marriage with joy and good life. It must be there.
If
they teach you, sit, they teach you. Teacher shouldn't teach with pride.
When
they show the other, you know nothing.
You
didn't even go to your auntie.
I'm sure how the
artists do it. Tell them a little, you know what?
The
aunt, you did get them right.
Hey! Go again, they were
you got the uncle yourself?
Fight
each other, you never settle.
So come who's
in
the
exactly did I
know?
The one who this is the one who knows. Another one who writes bicycle, the one knows whether there is enough oil in it. For when they try to ride the bike, it's hard. And the chain is not tightened well. The bicycle, you're complaining. I'm soft, I'm what?
The
one who writes is one that explains that there is lacking of oil in this bicycle. When you reach the climb, it's struggling on the climb. I've spoken that for understanding.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. Every person has to be. Let your spouse tell you where is what is lacking. We are given of these physical gifts. One can play from the morning to the lunch, but is
wakugamba timuna muzanyo gwa first half ya wedded
in second half. First half pitch we understand.
What did
you
win?
Tell them take no sambo mpire. As you
were sambia,
yesterday you played in the morning.
You what
does one play? You ask them, what can we do about it? We need to become a good player. That is in there. You've understood you in there. A language of God.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
We
started others low, others a bit higher.
Praise
as God who gives, is the one who gives them.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. Let's communicate. When you respect, it's easy to be heard and submit to another. And it brings joy. It keeps the joy in the family.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
And in the same way,
when they
tell us, submit, leave your spouse to speak their issue, and answer what you answer, you bring your issue
of
as we respect each other, marriage which has joy and good life, it can get to be complete.
Even though
we made the family planning of the children, like we had, and we saw the finances, but if family planning of joy and a good life is not getting perfected,
the risk
of the children and the finances did is wrong.
You
share and destroy all
the children
you plan to give birth, you treat them different. Lacking joy in the family and a good life. I expect most of you have seen these experiences. If you've not passed in a marriage like that, you've seen it in people around. And they have positions, but they could never enjoy them.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
For
the family of the joy is not good.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
So,
now think of that.
Maybe
you planned well in giving birth to children. You planned financially well. But what's going to destroy them?
Family planning is the family planning
of joy and good life. That will destroy whatever you began with. Right from when you began to study holy marriage and the holy family. In the Lord, the reality is this. We end with a good life. And lasting joy. If God never prepared that, what He commands us wouldn't
be.
If there is no joy and good life, why would we have kept whatever it tells us?
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
If you turn to God, come
we would have said, God, no.
Why did you even to you?
Take away your things.
There's
no joy you promise us. There's no life. Every time you speak,
that is your
joy and everlasting life. And Lord, you say what? We shouldn't steal. I will not steal.
Already, yes.
Already, there's joy ahead.
There's
even a good life.
Right.
You see, God is wise.
He
put something, a promise ahead at the end. Now let me tell you. Maybe you began a family.
Ufumbo.
And marriage. Prepare how they're going to end. No matter how much finances you have prepared. You end up having a sugar mommy or a sugar whatever. Man within his own house. What is it? Sugar daddy. Like they say today. That comes from what? We are still explained down here. What can we do? To put a family with everlasting joy and good life. These things, let us prepare them well. You know, we are about to wind up studying of holy family and holy marriage.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. But the last, you must take the planning of joy. And a good life. If
they are
not in place, everything you prepared is not going to work. That's why the Father speaks of this. He speaks of this. Let's first go here, we shall come back. Let's get to Daniel.
Daniel
fellow.
Daniel esula ya 10 nabii n'olinyirwa 2.
Daniel fellow from verse 2.
Ira banji kwabo abeba kamufufu eyo kunsi balizi okuka. Abamu eri obulamu obutagwao n'abamu eri ensonyi n'okunyomebwa okutagwao.
Rudi dabamu kibagendo zyukiri.
But what others that raised over with?
Kati wochibera konti ababa. Esanyu.
It is that there is joy.
N'obulamu obutagwao.
And everlasting life.
Because
let's do things of righteousness.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus. In his promising, he says, the end of his family shouldn't have
tears,
and they are not angered, and they are only in joy. In the family of the Father,
we so,
read of family planning of the of joy and a good life.
We
look from the family of the Father. Things move how there. How have they been prepared?
Yes, he was
raised Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
We had the family planning of the children.
And
we in our families. We saw the financial family planning.
Because
the Father prepared many financials.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus. Prepared in our families. In the last good things he prepared. Everlasting joy and everlasting life. When he speaks in Revelation 21,
he
testifies of his saying this.
Revelation 21
from verse 1.
Nenda beguru elicha nensi empia, kubange guru eyolubelebele nensi eyolubelebele nga bigenze. Nenyanja nga techa aliwo. Nenda ba ekibuga ekitukuvu Yerusalemu ekijja nga kiko okuva mu guru ewa Katonda. Nga kitegekeddwa ng'omugole ayonjereddwa bba. Nempulira eddoboozi eddene eriva ku ntebe nga lyogera nti laba. Eweema ya Katonda wamu n'abantu. Era anaatuulanga wamu nabo, nabo banaabeeranga bantu be, naye Katonda yennyini anaabeeranga wamu nabo, Katonda waabwe. Naye alisangula buli zziga mu maaso gaabwe.
Tayagala muntu wabeera mu kukaaba.
He doesn't want people being in tears.
Manyi mugenda mbeere mu family nga buli omu akaabya
munne. Your families, everyone causes another to make shed tears there.
He
in his family doesn't want that. He wants
eyes
looking good without tears flowing in them. You know, they make the mother cry and the children and refuse to give them full fees. And they say, Mother, you broke us. You knocked. What is this you
broke us?
In what did you birth us in? Now children never speak of that. Leave it to God.
God will give
anyway. who is the father of all of the world. If your second father fails, then go to your father in heaven. You'll be helping
him.
Don't bring chaos to fail with your father on earth. Revelation 21 verse 4.
Naye alisangula buli zziga mu maaso gaabwe. Era okufa tekulibaawo nate. So tewaabengawo nate nnaku newankubadde okukaaba newankubadde okulumwa. Ebyolubereberye biweddewo. N'oyo atuula ku ntebe n'ayogera nti laba. Byonna mbizziza bujja.
Era ndowooza entegeka y'ogiwulira bulungi.
I think it's preparation you hear it well.
Family ya kitaffe.
In the family of the father.
Teri kukaaba.
Not yet. Teri
kulumwa njala.
There's no pain.
Teri bulumi.
There's no pain.
Wabula obulamu. Teri kufa.
There's no death.
Ate buli wayogera teri kufa
bannange. At least there's no death.
Tuwulira emirembe.
We feel the peace.
Andi batuwogera ku bulamu obw'ennaku
zonna. We speak of everlasting life.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Naye ekyo kyalina okutugwanira mu famire eno ey'omubiri.
That was required also in our physical family.
Okubeera mu famire ennungi.
To be in a good family.
Ejjudde essanyu.
Which is filled of joy.
Era nga ejjudde obulamu.
And it is filled with life.
Newankubadde nga buno obukoma bwakisiikirize.
Even though this shadow life ends.
Naye nga bulina okuba obw'essanyu ennaku zaabwe ze bubeererawo.
Must be of joy the days it outlives.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Era nga twawulirako.
And we heard.
Ani ajjukira mubuulizi.
Who remembers?
Sanyuka naki?
Rejoice with the wife of yours.
Let's
read there. Proverbs
5:18. Ensulo yo ebeerenga n'omukisa. Era sanyukiranga omukazi ow'omuvubuka bwo. Ng'ennangazzi ekwagala n'empeewo ekusanyusa. Amabeere ge gakumalenga mu biro byonna.
These days people see them as the stockings. They come from every time they're in two blouses of others. Some parts let them be prepared well. If you want them to appear good always. Some women, when they give her, they say, me, I'm no more. And they leave them exposed like that. The man doesn't give you powers at all.
He
wants them to remain where they
are tied.
That's first one. Repeat it for us. You don't
want
to speak of things yet, they are causing problems for you in there. Others have begun to get shamed like.
Let's
get shameful before the Lord at least. And we stop looking to others' brothers. Let's repeat from where we began from. Proverbs 5 verse 18.
Ensulo yo ebeerenga n'omukisa.
Ensulo y'omugimanyi ndowooza. Ensulo. Sikina kyogerako nnyo. Is it?
Okay. The stream. Okay. Fountain. Both fountains must be blessed. That the stream. And you are far. The Bible is very clear. You know some of you, you've gone on streams which have fountains, which have streams. I don't know what you are on even, I don't know.
Yeah,
they don't know even of it. That your fountain must be flowing very well. Just a woman in their marriage.
They have
on the well to see how the streams flow.
Bible
is so nice.
What we can buy the mbuso mo yonaga manage.
Can't take a job that the spirit said no. Let's go back.
Yes,
yes, yes.
Amen.
Kadensi we wate inamu kisa. Gatomu kisa mukaba soro kukaba.
Tuji savida.
Tuji savida.
We can pray for it.
Tuji savida. Water gets dry. People want to be taught, but the Holy Spirit is the uncle. If this fountain is not blessed, there is anointing of oil, joy we shall speak of. Climax of the joy. Those are also in scripture.
You may
not see the anointing of joy. Those are the people who claim their gifts are weak. Don't be ashamed here. That which we speak. The other child will not tell us what you spoke.
We
speak of fountains and they are blessed. And the water flows in their season. Apostle, I'm asking a question. When God created these fountains, others, he didn't give them much water.
No
fountain, God never created
them
with water. Then they waited how the streams will flow. According to Proverbs, he puts the borders where the streams will pass. See how you change. You pass the streams, reverse, sodomizing. But he puts borders of the streams. Not to pervert the commands of God. God is the wise God. The Holy Spirit you gathered.
No,
let's move on.
No,
the fountains you trouble the people. You pour dust in there. You walked so much. All the things were getting messed up.
So
I'm not speaking of you. We do we speak of that person, but not you. Some of you, the things you eat, they close and block those streams. The fats, you eat things which are fried so much. There are chemicals in there. They go on skill the waters which move.
The
chemicals they put in, they destroy the streams. And be careful you close the tight panties. Those but some of what has destroyed those trees not to flow. Others, the things you use. Others eat still for themselves. And they still touch, they steal themselves. As they grow in their youth, they are in those actions. And they still they touch, they steal. Now, and the spoon gets destroyed. And no more has strength. As they use it together, it just breaks. This is on both sides. Others buy those artificial men.
There is medicine
which can correct that or a prayer, like we studied initially. When we studied family planning of the children,
yes, he was
praise Jesus.
Now,
different actions, even others. Some of what blocks the streams, those streams,
they're
the spirits which come correct from your streams.
And
the things you dream and they have come on your stream and they collect water from there. As you wake up, the stream has scattered water around. But the one who has been corrected, you don't see the person. Now let's move on. Proverbs 5 verse 18.
Ensulo yo ebirenga n'omukisa era sanyukiranga omukazi obuvubuka abo ng'ennangazi ekwagala ng'empewo esanyusa ng'empewo ekusanyusa.
I think you've understood.
It's a grateful deer.
Now
there is a joy we shall receive, and we see the anointing of joy in the kingdom of heaven. There is in the family which is holy, where God pours anointing of joy upon us. Even in the family it's there we shall see it. God
set
things right from where he is, and they came in our lives. Proverbs 5:19.
Amaberege gakumalenga mu biro byonna.
All your days. If you see one's friend, since you've seen onwards, that is the scorning you hear of. You too help them that they will remain when they please you. If you find them and the purpose on the tree are bright, and what holds the purpose are falling and they're normal there,
don't buy
what holds the purpose tight. Then the oranges will be on their tree. But without that, what holds the orange, when it gets old, it falls.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus. But there's a prayer we can renew you. You can pray for each other. And you pray for his spouse. Say, God, you promised me and command me. But I see
I'm
beginning to scorn the situation of my spouse according to how the purple is fallen.
And he can
tell you remain praying or
medical,
to go for the medical as we studied, and they give you medicine to correct yourself, to revive. For those cells die, the more you pull them, the more it carries heavy things, it loses.
kati gwe gyokoma okubanga omanye abakazi baba
natiruzaala. You know women has the power to give birth.
Tebaagala kukundi. They
don't want brothers.
They are there.
They don't know they are losing their size.
Breast
will finish, they will
wonder
how their breast has fallen.
I
think Gilton, you've heard that.
You
will tell her.
I'm not
saying she doesn't do that.
But
there are some people who have given birth.
Gilton is
still a father who is fresh. Who else?
And
Thaddeus.
Nani?
And who?
Uno womusanvu. Womusanvu ali. Kabodali.
Geoffrey.
Naye mukama akasitatu buliri.
But God has told us.
Manye chikambo respecting.
You know the word respect.
Uja tumulira munonga bwali omulaba sibo omulaba otandiko munyo manyo.
When you saw them, you don't consider them like that, you despise them.
No mutu nulira.
As you look at them,
atambula mo.
They are all walking
as if they're...
We can build the respect and we give it to each other throughout.
The one you
saw was like that.
And
straight and flat. But you can help.
For
you make them carry the children, they sit on the form, it burns them throughout.
And they carry
the life, or it burns the behind.
I think
she's going to remain with what?
The clothes
they don't cover her to remain.
They
wake up in the well like people in the village.
Now
you think they remain when they're in form.
Wake up in the night,
they're in the
pool.
The man is snoring.
One was
with a bump when they will come flat.
And their
career is no more.
You see
someone, they are moving.
As if they are on
an electric pole, flat. And you want to carry
it again,
you can do it yourself. Or maybe the parents just abandoned it. And it just grew the way it found itself. You get your medicine and you massage. But you abandoned it.
It's
different and it's appearing different. Put the cover in the banana leaves and they prepare it.
Ngero esule yokutano olinyiro 19.
Proverbs 5:19.
Ero sanyukirenga bulijjo okwagala kwe.
Nti okwagala kwe kusanyukirenga kwanirize.
Be captivated by her love.
Kuwe chitibwa bulijjo tokowa.
Honor it.
Ne olumajja munnage
no. But suddenly come.
Tukoye usumbwa sumbwa.
Ero be troubling me.
My work,
the
day,
now you're speaking love, my lover.
You
want to beg the money from me. It's not like this. Love be respected.
Like
we have marriage be honored. Honor is a very major word in
family.
It will hold what we've studied in the midst. In the midst of it, we've seen many things. Before we had to see the anointing of joy and the good life, we first covered respect.
Yes, you
praise Jesus.
It's
peace in Proverbs saying.
Proverbs 5:20. Kubanga lwaki gwe okusanyukiranga omukazi omugenyi mwana wange.
You are looking and watching other things.
Tell me,
my wife, now, as she passes, you are watching. You are on this watching.
But they
even insisted to go with you.
You go look at her.
You look at the others, you compare you. You look at the others. You are on the market.
My wife, you
move ahead, I'll find you.
Evil thoughts
are not respect.
I
don't know. Let's move on.
Ngero esole yokutano, ulinyiru wa makumi ya abiri.
Proverbs 5 verse 20.
Nogwe mchifuba cha atali uwo.
What happens?
Mama,
the brothers is coming to hug you.
Come next week,
you say, welcome back. Now the
house,
you look at the breast. You see the pomposa.
The
wife
and
the popo are cold.
What is this? This happened, let me tell you, you're just fighting with it, you know it yourself.
Proverbs 5:21.
Kubanga makubo g'abantu gali mu maaso ga Mukama. Era atereza engendo ze zonna. Obutali butuukirivu bwe ye bwalikwata omu. Nti obutali butuukirivu bwe ye bulikwata omubi. Era alisibibwa n'emiguwa egy'okwonoona kwe. Alifa olw'okubulwa okuyigirizibwa. Era olw'obusirusiru bwe obungi aliwaba.
If you don't be careful, foolishness, we want to be taught.
Yes, Jesus.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
You implement these words. You'll see the goodness of God. And you'll never get destroyed.
Yes, Jesus. Amen.
Praise Jesus. But let's think.
The way you've gotten someone. Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
Respect them upon every part.
And if spoiling,
keep it in right shape.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
Every side. Let's help each other. And we respect and we help each other.
Yes, he was.
Praise Amen. Jesus. For we know that Christ, when he went to hell, he needed the help of the Holy Spirit to help him. And he came for him out there. Even when he carried the cross,
he
didn't, when he found himself with weakness, and the Holy Spirit sent a helper, the one who carried the cross for him. Now we can help each other to carry each other's burdens. Let's get back to Ephesians. Understood the eternal joy and the good life. First comes from each honoring another to be in the holy family and the holy marriage.
Ephesians 5:26. Alioka ajireetere yennyini ekkanisa ey'ekitiibwa nga terina bbala newankubadde olufunyiro newankubadde kyonna ekifaanana nga bino.
Mukama waffe Yesu nga bw'atwala ekkanisa
era
nekitaffe okuba omutwe gwayo
bafuba
otutukuza tujja tetutuukiridde naye nga tonnaba kwogera ku munno bigambo
wabweruekitiibwa
tokyerabira
kati
kitegeeza muyambe kateerire mu nsonga w'abadde awabye.
Then get proper in the aspect they have gotten problems before you expose them out. And it's not acceptable.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus.
Because
they have said to be respected by all people. But when we have the uncle and the auntie, they can help us. But we try to keep what is the midst of the two.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus. For when it exceeds two, things get perverted.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. Try that, see the two of you try to communicate.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. But we know you and him become one person. If it exceeds the two,
it's called
uncle or aunt of the family,
then
it's going to get into problems. Most have been asking, should we retain it though it's
failing?
You became one person.
You
got a second uncle
or
auntie. That one is not just in the physical family.
It's
upon a person appearing like the Holy Spirit. The one who can correct,
Okusomesa,
to teach,
okwanaganya ababiri,
to connect the two.
Ephesians 5:27. Era bwe kibagwanidde bwe kityo abasajja okwagalanga bakazi baabwe bennyini ng'emibiri gyabwe bennyini. Ayagala mukazi we ye nti ayagala mukazi we yennyini yeeyagala yekka.
Bw'oba oyagala omukazi
oyo, if you love your wife,
oba weyagala we,
just love yourself.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus.
Naye okwagala kutegeeza
ki? Love, what does it mean?
Oba olina okuddamu akolesa ekisooka kumi na ssatu
okunnyonnyola
okwagala
kyeki.
Ojasobola okuba ng'oyagala mu byaddala.
Able to love in reality.
Otwali tutandika ebya famire entukuvu n'ofumba obutuku.
We began the holy family and the holy marriage.
Twasoma ku kiyitibwa love.
We started on what we call love.
Love kyeki?
Who is love?
Tugisoma mu mitendera esatu.
We started in three aspects.
Emanyiddwa nga love kitaffe.
The one known as love the Father.
Kulaba love Christ Jesus.
We have to see love Christ Jesus.
Kulaba love Mwoyo
Mutukufu. We see love the Holy Spirit.
Kubanga bano.
For these three, they are one person.
And
God is love.
And we see
there are different actions. And we knew who is love. And we knew
love
called the Father appear through the Father. The Father who is physical.
Means
you must appear like the Father in heaven. How he loves his children. How he loves the mother. How he loves the uncle, the Holy Spirit. Praise Jesus. And the mother. Jesus Christ in the spiritual realm.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
You,
the mother of the children, have to appear like him.
Must know
question of Christ to become a
servant.
Many things you have to appear like him,
and you
get them from Christ Jesus.
You will
get the good love.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Then
now the children, the uncle and the
father,
they must have the love of the Holy Spirit.
It means
love is not a blind love
like
we first understood before.
After
we move, they told us love is blind.
It has no color.
It has no color.
And you
began to be there changing every time.
As you've
gotten joy 2 minutes,
you're
supposed to come back and you're prone this time. And you're prone, tuned yourself in another mode. Now we abandon that aside.
Those who
hear agape, that is the drama of this world.
The
truth is love is the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And it's not a blind. He has 7 eyes. Whoever is in the love must have those eyes. The eye of wisdom, the understanding, the counsel, the power, the knowledge.
The
fear is the respect where we are right now.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen. Ephesians
5:29.
Kubanga tewali muntu eyali akyaye omubiri gwe yennyini naye aguliisa agujjanjaba era nga Kristo bwajjanjaba ekkanisa.
So tubeera n'okuliisa ewaka.
We have a feeding home.
Tubeerawo n'olangira omukyala. Kuliisiza emmere nyingi ekyo mulimu gwo.
Pick the woman, I've fed you my food. That is your role.
It's
one of what proves you love her.
Kubanga Katonda akuliisa.
For even God feeds us.
Ng'abaana.
Like children. And he watches over his words.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
So, police are good.
Now, feeding and treating.
Don't you
tell
you
claim I've treated you. One of the love you are having. They
have
gotten blind in this issue. If you have your husband, he can give you food you eat. He can treat you. He doesn't slap you.
If
you've not yet bought a car, don't think he doesn't love you. For even to feed you alone, in these most rent houses,
you
find them paying the rent house, doing his role, but he wants you to stand with him. Maybe fathers who are messed up, like the ones we've read some time back, when we read the laws of marriage and the Holy Family, told you how you can escape them.
It means you want
to know that. You will go back, for we read that some time back. The laws governing the holy marriage and the holy family. That's where we saw how you can escape a woman when she's gotten wild, or the husband, or how can you punish a child getting spoiled. That we saw that. Right now we are still planning of the joy and the good life. Ephesians 5:30.
Kubanga tuli bitundu bya mubiri gwe. Omuntu kyanavanga leka kitaawe ne nnyina ne yeetaba ne mukazi we, n'abo bombi banaabanga omubiri gumu. Ekyama kino kikulu, naye njogera ku Kristo ne kanisa.
He compares it on Christ and his church.
Family ya fe
it means a physical family. Things we can work it and it settles. It comes from the family of the kingdom of heaven. When you enter Ephesians 6, respect to children move like this. We've seen most what concerns the father and the mother. We had to see what concerns the children. Ephesians 6:1.
Kubanga kino kye kirungi. Osangamu ekitiibwa kitaawo ne nnyoko. Yeteka eyolubereberye eririmu okusubiza.
Ndiriko okusubiza kungi.
Law has a promise.
Mwana bwagenda maso kusamu kitano.
If the child moves to honor their fathers and parents, that their days will be many. And they are so blessing.
Befeso 6:3. Olyoko obeerenga bulungi, era wangalenga ennaku nyingi ku nsi. Nammwe, bakitaawe, temusunguwazanga bana bammwe.
Here
is where the brother came from.
Yayogerako kusosonkereza abazadde
bawasonkereza. How parents begin to stir up the people into anger, and they don't want to respect them. He tells the young child, get 5 jerrycans of water. And after they finish that, they tell them, add more 5.
Wakoze na endagano atokimenya naye kimunyiza
recorded angers the child
nakani katibanna
sikigizo
mtu asokole endagano nga bwazimenya
someone can make confidence and break them
mama yamba do mulimu gulo negulo naye ngomala
mother gave me this work I finished
naye tena nyongeddeko ejiringejo
they have added others like that
so kubasa mwe kitibwa tekuli mu kintu kirala
respect them is on and what
wabula kugeza ako balancing ngeri je tutambula nabo
to balance how we move the, them
kubakirizo kuogera na
to expect them to speak with us
kukirizo songa yabo
to accept their reasons and issues
wabanga ajiresi na kunyonyola nti nkoye mama kaneba ke muko
if they
tumpika pika ate mili munga
tired let me sleep don't pressure them to work
mugamba we bakabiki
and you tell them why are you sleeping
wenga boko wa we bakabiki
if you do you get tired and sleep
Let me read
mother. I come wash. Show us. Why do you sleep? You're young and strong. You want to first finish all their strength.
Or
if you do their chores in their homes they will go into.
Kumanga wetu wabade tuulira family planning yebyenfuna.
As we had the financial family planning.
Wai tuulira mubulizi mungere sura makumi asatu mwemu.
Proverbs 31.
Timamo inokera nokole ndagala nabana bono bagabira emirimu
gya kujyo. Have to give children the roles to do in the day.
Ati today no yongera yongera ko. Ko abado lino fumbe mere okomiye wo mbuleti.
You are supposed to
mwana gwe kumesigiri kumele
choto cook.
What a mere. Bya abade bibyo.
Was it for the child?
Mumanyira oja kubikora
do that
olorumu atebo marucha kana ni mama ni tata wa bana mama wa bana
say you get problems with
abana ni bagwa mbuzi
children face the problem
akajyo kogeya naye ko timpe
speak with you slap the
children they want to kubya tata
kuwa mbuzi what you have slapped the father because you fear the father And the child is speaking. Take away the
foolishness
of your mother.
Now,
you wanted to abuse the mother. She's foolish. She didn't get a chance.
How?
The foolishness of the mother. Abusing the child. Let's finish here.
Befeso isule mukaga olinyiriri lwakuna
Ephesians 6 verse 4
naye mubabulirirenga mukukanga vulanga ne mukubuliriranga kwa mukama waffe
tubabulire
let's always
kukanga vulanga ne mukubulira kwa mukama waffe
instruction of the Lord Jesus
no za twabisoma ku family planning yewedde
really on the family planning we finish
wasoma ko ku endozalia byazadde twasomera ko butasubula muggo
how we started how you shouldn't
nemumateka twachisoma ko
even the laws we read that
agafuma agakuma family ndukuvu
no watching the holy family and the holy
waruwa wetago kubulira mwe naso kubulira
ko katona kuba first train teach them before you beat them
eto nacho kisamu echi tibo
that you respect
your mwana
and that child
atina atamanyira nyoti nze baina kunkuba ndio kai
ngoli don't get familiar they have to first beat me that I act upon what they tell me
nayo kulira kwa mkama fukuli bweko
but the training of the Lord is
nakora jetonga tanakora shi
he doesn't do something
natanda bakulabula
before he wants
doza mmojo kireri mara kumega
what's that
mika mika kama si biri sato musabu biri musabu nakora jetonga tanakora shi
he doesn't do anything before he wants
tanalabula panabbi
his prophets
yes he was
praised
so so kobulire ko mwana
first tell the child
So message ko ngubulire ko
ichi them tell them
mwe ko chitibwe echo
respect them
ugamen nayi katu mwana wa ino soka kubira chinga shamubulire
why do I beat you before I've told you what you're supposed to do
shamu so message
I didn't teach them
abasinga kumwa abana mwabalika ku masomero
je bali most of you left your children at school
ulukoma wa wakati nawe tobera
when they come home you are not home
ulumalango mutuletire ino
after
Mbana mwana nemye nyo
that I failed on my child
mumontere mukumpisa
you put some character in the child
nayatite mukuba
but don't beat them
akana take go to one engeri
jina mwana now you even give us the way we are going to handle your child you failed on
urumukuba mwembi urumulira bwerunga
ka you hear them outside crying you cover your bible you begin to look beating my child or who? Why did you bring them? Why did you bring them in the yard? As if you brought them terrorists, people are going to punish your children. Told us to teach them character. Teach them in two aspects. In
speaking
of a punishment of your mistake. If you're spoken to three times, the witness of three, and you refuse, in the laws, the first whippings are 10 whips. In the laws of the Bible, the first beating, 10 whips. Even Paul was whipped. And they raised levels as he broke the laws. Now we train them, just as the Lord Jesus trains them. For you know that when God wants you to refuse, he gets a beating and a whip.
And
they say, cast the whip and spoil the child.
Now, we'll
respect them initially, show them how things are done. Even the whippings, whip them within respect. Don't just beat wherever you find. There you have not respected them. You step on their heads. You stand them, you kick them. You beat them with respect. You put your butt. If they don't position it, you position it yourself. You tie those legs and you position them.
Let me tell you.
They
will
never position their palms. And God beat them as a chain. In hell, they're on chains positioned well. The other is wise. He used to beat them and they will dodge the beatings. They didn't want to hear. Now in hell, they're on chains, they beat them upon them. I've seen a hand there. Praise the name of the Lord. I request to ask a question. The way of correcting the children. There is a parent you can find, and they're like in 50 years. They give birth when they were mature, and the child is like 18 years. Many times they tell them things, they never hear them. The time of telling them lie down, and the child sees the parent is old, and the child refuses the correction. If we have a family with things like that, what way does Bible lead us to handle those issues? If you tell the child to lie down and refuse,
if they have
reached 16 years and above, you have to send them in the world to become a Gentile. The world will displease them. Many times we give them the police.
They
have become Gentiles, pagans,
like
we had in the laws of the family.
You give them
to the police and the police will beat them. No more here as God's commands are. When they reach 16 and above,
according
to how we saw God say, the people was to kill,
16,
18,
down,
but from that to above, he killed them in the desert. Means from those years
to mature,
we can let you go in the world and we chase you from the home. We first call the police and we see if we can settle. Before we call the police, we even speak with the spiritual realm, whether they can beat you themselves.
kubanga balina bamalayika b'abaana.
So they have angels of children.
Twawulirako bamalayika ba family.
Whom we have the angels of family.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Basobola omuntu wala mugenda ne bamukuba kibooko.
They can take them in hell and beat them.
Ne bamuzza.
And they bring them back.
Batwala omwoyo gwe ne bagulagayo mugenda.
They take their spirit and they show it hell.
Ne bamwokya omumwa oguddamu maama we.
And they burn them the mouth which speaks back to the mother.
Ensi y'omwoyo bwe singa ekulagirira nti akikolere mu mubiri.
If the spirit is direct to do it in the flesh. You had to do it in the flesh. Angels of the children are there.
But why to some Bakorisi Soka Kumi?
We started 1 Corinthians 11. Angels of the family, they are also of the children. You get aside, speak with them. Tell them to beat that child of yours. In spirit, for the body no more hears. If they tell you to take the child to police,
the
Holy Spirit knows that he will pass there and say to them.
Others,
even take them to Butavika, they come back when they are settled back. And the Spirit tells you to take them there. Let's finish here. Ephesians 6:5.
Abaddu, mulirenga bakama bammwe ab'omubiri nga mulina okutya n'okukankana omutima gwammwe nga teguliimu bukuusa nga Kristo.
Yes, he was raised. About not reason okutunulira bannaffe betukozesa awaka bafuuse emikwano
gyaffe
bafuuse family friends batuyambako.
Family friends.
Yes, he was
helping.
Naye nga tetusoose okutegeera
eriyokussaamu
ekitiibwa tubiseemu
omulundi
guli.
The other time, we shall see the anointing of joy, which wells to eternal life.
Yes, he was
praised.
Family,
in our family, it is there. And if it never flows,
then
it means there's a problem in that house. The anointing of joy. That shared by two people who make what we call a marriage. And there's an anointing shared with all people there.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus.
The
anointing of joy we've heard of the fountain. You know, Hebrews speaks of it.
But
Jesus inherited evil. See? And he wanted to do good things. God anointed him with anointing of joy.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. But in the marriage, it is there. We shall see of that. Now it's in these criteria. When we see of it, the one of the
fountains
is between the two married people. That which reaches them the real joy of the marriage. They also share of
anointing
to be praised.
That
anointing how it flows. The thanks to be pleased with what is done. Things like that.
Anointing
is in there flowing in the family. You want to know of it? Pastor Dan.
You
want to know the anointing of joy? We shall know it the other day.
And you know,
in the marriage, even the family. But the one of this fountain, we take it aside. It shouldn't flow in the children and the others.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Kali tujja kuba tugengera
okugatigira. Now we can understand.
Ago kuwana,
kwebaza,
kwagaliza, kugakulukuta mu bonna.
It flows in all.
Tujja kuba tugala mukama
ako. We shall see it, God bless.
Atutendereza omutonzi waffe.
That is our prayer.
Tugende mu service,
we go to the second service.